A quick week for the Broncos as they head to Indy on Thursday. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani, alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones, a couple guys who know a little something about football. Steve, let's start with you. What do you see from this Colts offense?
Well, the Colts offense, actually, last week against the Buffalo Bills, it was so snowy. You look at the game, you're wondering, it's a blizzard out there. It was kind of crazy watching the game. No passing at all. They tried to pass the ball, but very ineffective pass game. It was relegated to pretty much a run game. And the Colts running back, Frank Gore, stepped up and did his thing. He had over 130 yards rushing. He's been solid all year long for them. You know, he was a San Francisco 49er for 10 years before going to Indianapolis. He's been there for 3 years now. He's been doing well. And then at the receiver position, T.Y. Hilton. And on the season, he has about a little over 800 yards receiving. So, you know, he's antsy to get the ball in his hands. So we'll look for that as one of the keys this weekend, making sure we're covering him.
Yeah, T.Y., a different player inside on the turf than inside all that snow. Casey, on the other side, what do you see from that Colts defense?
Colts defense is struggling. They've lost the last seven of their last eight games. They're giving up a leading 375 yards each game, 27 points they're giving up each contest, and the league's worth 6.1 yards per play. They don't have an answer for anything. Last week, like Steve said, it was a blizzard. It could have been anybody's game. They get the short end of the stick. But they have the challenge now of regrouping, losing last seven to last eight, and then going into a short week. I think the Broncos have an advantage having the momentum from last week's big win.
Yeah, the Broncos get that win, got the monkey off their back, their first win in 8 weeks. What did you see? Trevor Siemian looked like he was more calm. Yeah. DT got going a little bit.
Yeah, I think it started with that first series, man. They looked like a team that was a little bit, they had that effort and that energy back. They had a little bit more pep in their step, but they maintained their balance. They maintained their balance passing and running the ball. C.J. Anderson had a bigger role in the game. That offensive line really, I think, took a step forward. They controlled that line of scrimmage, but maintaining that balance is one of the things that they suffered from each and every loss that they had this year. They're too pass happy. They did not run the ball as effectively. But I think now with the momentum from last week, that they can keep running the ball, maintain that balance, they should be good up in Indy.
And the defense posted a shutout.
Hey, shutout, man. First time in quite a while. And it was really refreshing to see. The guys were fired up. Brandon Marshall had a really good game. He was all over the field making plays. Of course, he had caused the fumble on the quarterback and was recovered by Adam Gotts. This was amazing. And Darren Stewart had an interception. Von Miller played solid defense, got some pressure, got another sack. That defense as a whole played amazing football.
Let's get key from you for this game.
Key for me is we got to get pressure on the quarterback. Jacoby Brissett, he's been starting since the second game of the season, and he's been struggling. They haven't been doing well offensively, and I think if we can just put the dagger in it, in that Indianapolis Colts offense by Von Miller, Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett getting to the quarterback, I think that's one of the keys to us being successful is getting pressure on Jacoby Brissett.
All right, and a key from you, Casey?
Two keys for me. You got to look good in those color rush uniforms, putting the D back on the helmet, and then again, it's carrying the momentum from last week, playing with confidence, maintaining that balance. I think the Broncos offense is going to look good this Thursday.
No wins for eight games, and now they have a chance to get two in 5 days. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Casey Jones, I'm Phil Maloney. This has been Block and Tackle.